All the land bank.
Yeah.
Corporate Steuben County Land Bank Corporation September meeting to order. First on the list is approval of minutes. May I have a motion?
Second.
Any changes? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyway,
no, I meant that list of properties, but I'll look to it.
Oh, okay. All right. No.
Treasurer's report. Anybody have any questions or concerns about the treasurer's report? Any comments, Mitch? Do you want to say anything about the treasurer's report?
No, I don't have anything to say.
There's none. We'll move on to the River Road update.
All right. So at the last meeting, we discussed the realtor's suggestion of lowering the sales price. At this time, I would request that we lower it to $299.9. There has been some interest, but apparently, even with discussions with Arbor, potential buyers are saying it might be a little bit overpriced. Getting it under that 300,000 mark is all psychological, but it does help. Obviously, we do want to close this one up pretty soon. So would request authorization to lower that to $299.9.
We haven't had any offers.
We have not.
Should we give more flexibility so it doesn't set it at that price, so that you have the flexibility to work with the realtor so we don't have to come back every time to change?
So we could set the sales price to that and provide a leeway of 5%. A small band.
It's a tough one because it's a public meeting. Yeah. You know, we don't.
Yeah.
Anybody have any problems with that? Does that make sense for you guys from Arbor to make that change? I mean, we want to sell it, obviously.
Right.
We don't want to hang on to it, especially when the weather starts getting cold.
If that's okay with you folks, I'd make the motion.
Okay. Yeah. Can I get a motion for that? Second?
Second.
Discussion. What, remind me, what do we have into it again?
Two 279 and change.
So we'd still make out on it a little bit.
I know even at that 300 range, the market is still very good.
Yeah.
We had, just as a reference point, we had a property go on the market Friday in Caton. It's a home that was built in the 70s, but they have 35 acres of land, part of it swamp. It was shown all weekend, and yesterday they had four offers. They were closing offers this morning at 9 a.m., and then they were going to negotiate with the four offers to who was going to pay more than the sale price. So the $300,000 number is not out of range for a lot of buyers.
It's not a lot of land, but it's a nice house, a nice right. neighborhood.
Yeah. On a blacktop road too, which helps.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyone haven't had offers, but had interest?
Yeah, there's been interest, but nobody's put it on paper.
Okay.
That's what it comes down to.
Any more discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Right, we got it.
All right, next item, inventory status. Yesterday afternoon, I sent out a spreadsheet of the properties in our portfolio that are, you know, at some stage in the game here. So just thought I'd kind of put it out there so everybody knew what's in the portfolio, what we have available, and where it's at. So it's kind of self-explanatory, but if you have any questions, you know, now's the time. John?
So the property in Welland was supposed to be demolished by the end of August. That's still standing. Where are we with that?
So that the demo on that is planned. So the contractor had surgery, so we're going to do a no-cost extension for him. That wasn't MJR, was it?
No, I followed up with them today. I sent the contract out to him and to the air monitoring service. I know that Steve Tiffany, who does the air monitoring, was doing school back to school projects. So he said that like the beginning of September would be better for him. I did put him in contact with Jacob at MJR. So I'm hopeful with this follow up that they will get together and get that scheduled. Everything was taken down. wires and all the environmentals were done and approved. So it's just the two of them syncing up their schedules.
Okay.
So it's ready to be demolished.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's always the toughest part, John, is the coordination between the three parties, the county doing the hauling, the air monitoring, and the demo contractor. That's, but like Elizabeth said, now with schools going back this week, that kind of opens up a lot of things, especially on the air monitoring side.
Anybody have any questions on any of the other properties? I have one on the, well, that's not on the list, is the Corning property that we've acquired or are acquiring. Jumpies.
Oh, yeah. So my apologies for that not being on there. Right now that is in the environmental stage, 87 West Denison.
I did want to follow back up about the key. We're okay just to go and...
Yeah, we are the deed docs have been signed. I don't think they've been recorded. My apologies. That's why it's not on here, but it should be this week. I usually get confirmation of that from the county clerk's office. But yes, there no key was given.
Okay, Doug does his thing, so we just want to make sure that we own it so we're not getting
busted.
Just be careful when you go in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that means you can get in the garage too, right?
Yes.
We're anxious to find out what's in that garage. Why it was so important to keep it. Any questions on any of the other properties? So where's the agenda? I've lost the agenda again.
So, you know, with the inventory status today, mark the beginning of the tax auction, correct?
Correct.
So obviously we'll be, you know, keeping a close eye on that. Arbor has an account set up. I have an account set up. They do all of the bids and purchasing and whatnot. But the ones we're looking at are pretty rough. I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of interest in them, but we'll see. Last meeting, I did obtain the authority from you guys to bid on up to six of them. So
how many are in the auction finally?
So there's 102. Out of the 128, so there were 26 successful orders to show cause.
Wow.
I forgot what, I think I asked this last year. Can we go in and look without having to sign up as a bidder? Can we just look?
You can look at the properties, yeah. Mm-hmm.
John. Well, of the six properties that we're looking at, what are going to be demoed and what are going to be rehabbed, have you decided?
It's a pretty tough list this year, so probably looking at five demos, one rehab. I believe there's right off the top two or three homes that have been damaged by fire. So they're in immediate need of coming down.
And how many do you think some will be a rehab?
I'd like to get at least one out of it as a rehab. Yeah.
We'll know in a week, right?
The bigger concern for the county is if that building on Walnut Street doesn't go.
Yeah, the Masonic Temple.
That would be a huge expense.
Well, someone keeps telling me there was somebody interested, and I've let Mitch know whether or not they bid, and I just sent the message back on, and then the auction starts on Wednesday. You know, if they want to bid.
Mm-hmm.
I said you can get it real cheap.
I'll give them the dollar if they
want. Well, there's also that, you know, where they tore the old CCC buildings, business development buildings. There's some property there that maybe they can use as a parking lot for the people going to the Masonic Temple. I don't know. I don't know what that'd be worth, but it sounds like it might be cheap now because they can't build on it. Anything else on the inventory? We're keeping Chris busy.
Yeah, to say the least. Next item, LBI phase one grant. So we are in the process of executing year three of three on this grant. This is $100,000 that typically goes towards our true operating costs of insurance and Arbor and things like that. So we will probably execute that in the next week or so. And then that's billed approximately quarterly, but definitely helps offset our sunk fixed costs. Just wanted to give you an update on that.
And tell us what that is. How much?
100,000. So this is now the third year of 100,000.
And then what happens next year? Do we apply for more?
We would assume they'll hopefully move to a different program.
Well, they've been doing it in increments of $100,000 over 3 years. So this is the second stage of that. So we've had 3 years of $100,000, which offsets insurance, maintenance, the administration fee, those kind of things. So this is the fourth year that we will be getting it. And the way that it read was that it will continue to get it for the next 3 years, at least that's how I read it. So hopefully they're coming out with new things all the time. There's a new program coming out, I think, at the end of next week. So, and that's for, it's kind of like a manufactured home program that they've been really interested in. So we'll just see what they do. Hopefully they can come up with a new way to get money out to us.
Sure.
Do we have to apply for that, or they'll let us know?
I do have a couple items off agenda. I referred to one in the email from yesterday. Was hoping to discuss them if we have a chance.
Yeah.
First one is we haven't done an RFP for a realtor in quite some time, and was hoping to send that back out, see what, there's been a lot of changes in that world as far as how commissions are paid and earned and all that. So would like to get that back out there, maybe freshen that up. That's something that I've really never discussed in my time. So was hoping to just request an authorization to issue an RFP.
Motion.
Realtor.
Second.
Any discussion? I think it's certainly timely. Like you said, there's been so many changes.
Yeah. Next one would be to
Oops. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. When would that go out?
I'd say in the next week or two. We'll have it for hopefully for award in October. Okay. Next one would be award the bid for the new build at Townsend Ave in Riverside Painted Post. We received three bids on this, all within a pretty good band. We'll start at the high bid, a contractor that we've used before. Last one that we used them on was the Pulteney Rehab that I remember, and that was $284,700. The second lowest was CJE, which we've used him a number of times. Always been quality. Workmanship was $279,950. And the low bid is called Paw Construction out of the Elmira area at $277,045. Steuben County Land Bank has not worked with him directly. Arbor has worked with him on some home ownership programs and whatnot. So, you know, it is a first time dealing with this contractor. But this is he building this house in Chemung?
No.
Okay.
CJE is building this house in Chemung.
Okay. All right. So we would request to award the bid to Paul Construction.
277 what?
$277,045.
I'll move it.
Second. So the three contractors, where are they located?
So Paul is out of Elmira. Where's Griffin out of?
Cohocton,
CJE, Hornell. But they were, you know, as stated, within $7,000, so 2.5% difference, which, so it goes to show that the true price is in that area.
So, and do I have a motion?
You have a motion.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, discussion. Anybody want any comments? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried.
And last,
paw.
Elizabeth,
spell paw.
P-A-W.
Oh, like paw. Okay. Okay.
Did you have a discussion item, Elizabeth?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So today, when I was leaving the building, I was talking with our home ownership department, and Christina, the head of the department, is applying for what's called the vacant rental program. So this program works with landlords. Arbor is looking to apply for the grant for $1.5 million. The city of Elmira was awarded. So this project will go out to Schuyler, Steuben, and the other areas of Chemung County. With applying for it, we have to look to our partners for money to leverage the program. So they're hoping that Chemung County and Steuben County could assist us with $50,000 at time of application. We would just need something in writing stating that, you know, you're our partners and that you would be glad to assist with this project. They already have a lot of interest. They sent out letters to landlords. We've already heard back from 50 in Steuben. The city of Elmira has sent out a letter as well, and Schuyler County got, I think, 75 landlords to send letters back. So the application's due by the end of next week, and Tara's been working on it, and the real estate department's helping with it. Our homeownership department's going to oversee it, and HCV is helping them with the landlords to, you know, reach out to and help. So
is this to rehab rental units? Is that
what? Yeah, it's to rehab rental units. They have to have code deficiencies. So say they need a new roof, or they have to be vacant at the time. So it has to be something very big that the landlord can't afford to fix. And it'd be up to $75,000 that would be assisting each landlord.
Yeah, it has to be vacant because of all the code deficiencies. It can't just be, oh, well, we need a new roof. They sent us a letter that says we need a new roof. It has to be vacant because of those code deficiencies in order.
So this is a grant program?
Yeah.
Correct.
Is there a clawback within it with like a 5-year?
Yes, there is. I'm sorry. I'm not applying for it. So I have my notes. Otero, I think it's a 10-year. The landlords have to keep it in their possession for 10 years. And the code has to come in and give them a certificate of occupancy. Okay. And they have to rent to low to moderate families within 60 to 80% AMI.
So I have a question. You said, is this just for Chemung County?
Nope, it's going to be Schuyler, Steuben, and Chemung. The city of Elmira applied and was awarded, so unfortunately we can't go within the city of Elmira, but we can help the, you know, Big Flats, Horseheads, those outside of the city.
So do you need just a letter of support for the application, or essentially a binding letter that we're going to provide $50,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
John.
So is this money from the land bank, or is this money from Steuben County?
So this would be from the land bank.
From the land bank, one of our partners.
That's going to be an allowable.
That's a good question. Is it an allowable expense under the grant, or would it be unrestricted funds?
Be out of unrestricted funds.
And right now we're sitting at what on the treasury? It just got that handy.
It's 106 now.
Yeah, 448.
448 with River Road. So you're looking 700 ish in unrestricted funds. I'd be in support of that. You know, yeah. Obviously Arbor does a lot of work in the Steuben County and surrounding counties. Anything to fix blight and the issues is.
So it's up to 75. Do we have a sense of what like the overall potential cap in Steuben County would be, or potential spend?
Unfortunately, at this moment, I don't have those kind of numbers. She was receiving letters back, and she said that as they currently have over 50 candidates so far, and they are still vetting participants.
That's in Steuben County, the ones that returned the letter.
So it's likely to be a large
cap on the amount that they can apply for.
Well, it's $75,000 up to $75,000 per rental unit. So it has to be 2, 3, or 4, or 5, up to 5 units per rental unit. And it's $75,000 per landlord.
So even if they have more than one property,
I think that they'd have to apply specifically for those. It's going to be property based. Okay.
Well, there's interest in Steuben County if they've gotten 50 responses.
Yeah, and they've gotten a bunch of responses from Schuyler County too.
If this helps it, if this helps the program.
Yeah, because sure. We've not done this kind of thing before.
All right. Oh. You need a motion.
But it's like a feather in the cap too when you apply for additional rounds of funding. You know, it's just another partnership program to, you know, ask for more.
Yep, and it'd keep the, you know, keep the units up to code, and it'd keep the units in on the tax list and hopefully bringing in money for those landlords.
So. And it'll improve the neighborhood, hopefully.
Yep, hopefully.
I'd make a motion.
Need a motion, okay. A second? This is to spend the $50,000.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
You,
sounds like
can
a great
you send, do you have more details where you could email it out to the board?
Yeah, perfect.
Get that off to Larry and Bud.
Yeah.
There's a monthly meeting coming up for the land bank. I don't think I have it on my calendar right now, but maybe they'll talk about that as well on those meetings, because I don't remember them mentioning this before.
I don't think that it's landlord specific. It's definitely HCR, because our home ownership program is applying for it and using all of our departments basically to apply for it. So it's a way to, you know, show support for our community and also, you know, have our partners engaged as well.
So there's a 10-year commitment.
Yep. There's a deed restriction.
10-year clawback on the landlord that is awarded the funds.
So which means some, if they were to sell, mm-hmm. we'd get some of that back.
Well, the program, I don't think we'd get any.
What is the name of the program again?
It's called the Vacant Rental Program. VRP.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Makes sense. Any more discussion? If not, all in favor?
I just have one
thing. Wait a minute, John.
As far as this grant, are you going to send out information to the various towns or whatever, what the application is, or how are you going to promote this thing?
Well, Arbor Housing and Development is going to oversee it. So our home ownership program will be sending out letters to landlords. They've already sent out a letter of engagement to landlords who are on the housing choice voucher list. So if they've rented to participants in the program before or have been on our list, they have received a letter.
So that's how the 50 came back.
Yes. Yep. So I mean, if there is any landlords in your municipality that you would like, you know, Arbor to reach out to, I definitely will send out a lot of a link to this project and then information so that we can send them out.
Would you send that to me also?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we'll get it out to the board. Everybody.
Any more discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? If not, motion carried.
Thank you.
Good. What else? Anything else? Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see next month how we're making out from the auction.
Yeah.
Next meeting is October 1st, 10:30. Hopefully it won't run over as much like this time, but we had budget presentations, so we don't have any. Do we have any? Not next month. Okay, so we should be on time. If not, you guys got to listen to some of the stuff that was going on, so that was good. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.